Ali Qadri, a Muslim man living in Brisbane, Australia, posted a picture to his Facebook page last weekend that got the attention of tens of thousands of people. It was a picture of his imam during evening prayers at a Mormon church. The caption on the photo read as follows, quote, "Yesterday, we went to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at Kangaroo Point for a tour and to see their Christmas program. It was time for us to pray evening prayers, and they gave us a room within the church to pray. Two faiths, praying to the same God, in a different way, within the same building. Ali was invited to the Christmas program by his Mormon friend, Michael Belenek. We spoke to them both, and Ali told us he never expected the picture to go viral.
I just took the photo for the sake of it. I thought, you know, it's cool that he's praying in the church, and I'll take a photo and I'll post it specially for my friends on Facebook.
Because you went, you're the leader of a local Muslim organization,
and brought
some other of your friends to this Mormon church.
Yes, yes. So I invited a priest, an imam from a mosque, and a few other friends of mine who came along with us.
And Michael, how did this invitation come about?
I'm actually Ali's personal trainer, and after a couple of weeks of us doing weights at the gym together, we realized like we had a lot in common, and we actually started meeting up outside of the gym and just having chats over lunch. And he invited me to attend to his mosque, which I did, and then I extended the invitation in return, and that's kind of how it all happened.
How did it end? I mean, what did you get out of it, Ali?
I was first of all in awe of how beautiful the place is. It's an amazing church. It's an amazing building. And the sincerity of people who visit this place, the dedication would be similar to somebody who would be a Muslim and have the sincerity toward their own worship or place of worship. At the end of the day, what matters is the sincerity towards your faith and other human beings. And it's common across the faith, I think, across all faiths.
Michael, what do you make of the fact that this photo got the amount of attention it did online, particularly here in the U.S.?
I think it's good. I mean, especially in Australia where religion is not a common thing. I think Ali and I can probably both relate to each other because we're not odd necessarily because of our faith, but just because we espouse any faith. And I think, you know, the traction that it's gained is just a demonstration about how we've got two different religions and two different cultures coming together, which may have surprised people. But for us, it was really natural because we were able to draw on so many similarities and parallels between our lives.
Obviously, this photo, this moment is coming at a sensitive time, definitely in the U.S., but around the world, there has been a whole lot of scrutiny on Islam after the Paris attacks. Is that one of the reasons that you decided that this kind of exchange needed to happen?
I think, look, not just because of the Paris attack, because of whatever is happening across the world after the war in Syria and so on and so forth, I actually got into the community work because of that purpose, because there has been a lot of fear about Islam and there is a lot of misunderstandings about Islam, because unfortunately Islam's been represented by a few bunch of lunatics who are doing ridiculous stuff against other human beings. And I think majority of the Muslims who are like everybody else and peace-loving and law-abiding didn't get a platform or didn't come out and get as much, media attention or publicity as the lunatics get. So that's why I decided to join the public life. And this is part of it, you know, to go and meet people and show them what Islam is all about or Muslims are all about.
Ali Qadri and Michael Belenek from Brisbane, Australia. Thanks so much for talking with us and sharing your story.
That's all right.
Not a problem. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.